Open. Thank you very much. Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 9th, and this is our Christmas show. Let's quickly take a look outside. Boy, look at the snow coming down, will you? let me just explain to you why we're having our Christmas show now. There's a couple of reasons involved, but I think more importantly, by the time it actually gets closer to the holiday season, there are so many Christmas shows, so many holiday shows on TV, you don't much care. And long about the middle of December, Christmas gets to be a real pain in the neck, see? Now, if you have one on September 9th, the Christmas show, that is, you can enjoy it without all the worry of the responsibilities that go along with Christmas. See, when we're done here today, nobody has to worry about running out and shopping and buying a lot of cheap gifts for friends they don't really care about and so forth. So that's what we're doing today. Plus, the staff came to me and they said, we'd like to do a Christmas show, but we really don't want to work on Christmas, so... Today, September 9th, Tuesday, is our Christmas show, and what a wonderful show we have assembled for you folks this morning. Miss America will be here for 1981, Susan Powell. We have a gentleman whose specialty is fast food psychology, and this may be a confusing-sounding title, but it's a fascinating topic. How many of you had breakfast at a fast food place this morning? Two or three folks over here. How was it?
Yuck.
The man replied, yuck. And you feel like you need a psychologist now, sir? Okay, well, you came on a good day. And also a visit from Santa Claus. You'll be meeting him a little bit later. We have a ski report. Frank Owens and the Symphony Orchestra here playing Christmas music. And right now we're going to take a look at the hot Christmas items that everyone will be giving and receiving. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
The most cherished titles in America. We'll take a look at her winning that honor right now.
America is Susan Powell, Miss Oklahoma!
Still get the tingles when you see that?
I get very emotional when I see that.
Do people come up to you and say, yeah, you're Miss America, but, you know, it wasn't Burt Parks?
Right.
Do they try and bother you about that?
Well, I've had, of course, the press has asked me that a lot. But I think that it's not the Burt Parks show to begin with. It's the Miss America show. And I never knew Burt Parks, and I was never a Miss Oklahoma before, so I really don't have anything to compare it to.
You know, I watched that show Saturday night, and it's such an elaborate thing, but it's only one night. I can't imagine what goes on the rest of the week. Tell us about that.
Well, we have preliminary nights, Wednesday.
It's a whole lot. By the way, it looked there for a second like last year's Miss America was not going to get that sucker on. Did you see the tape? It looked like
the
she was...
The crown?
Yes, the crown.
This year... They put tape. They found funny. They put surgical tape in the crown so it would fit. So it would. Just, they could just set it.
Now stop that, Frank. He's so hard to control. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Susan. You're going to sing for us when we come back from commercials. Susan Powell, Miss America. Of life that is long gone in most cities in the United States, most of the bigger cities anyway. It's very pleasurable. As a spin-off to that feature, from that feature, we've now added a new feature to the show called Men and Their Vegetables. Let's take a look now at the Men and Their Vegetables Hall of Fame. This gentleman looks like a giant cantaloupe. This is that's a pumpkin. Is that the 115-pound pumpkin? I'm not sure what that is. Now, this came to us, this is on the front page of a newspaper called The Repository from Canton, Ohio. You don't suppose they ever make jokes about this one, do you? No, sir. From Canton, Ohio, on the front page we have a picture of a super squash. This squash weighs 337 pounds. We're going to call this gentleman and find out how he... Do I have to dial one first on this to get out?
No, okay. Going to call Canton, Ohio, and see how they're celebrating the holidays this year.
And the gentleman we're calling is John Ritz of Canton, Ohio. He has grown the super squash, as it's being called. It just started getting bigger and bigger, and now I understand it's a menace to the city of Canton, terrorizing elderly gardeners. This will be John Ritz of Canton, Ohio. There's the first ring.
Morning, Dave.
Well, hello, John. How are you, sir?
You
having a nice Christmas there in Canton?
Oh, sun is out and shining and beautiful.
Oh, good. What is any snow forecast for Canton?
Well, I think we've got some coming, maybe a few days later.
Okay, John. I appreciate you playing along. Now, how did you get yourself a 337-pound squash?
Well, this is easy. It's just a case of getting the right seed and then get good soil and feed a lot of tea and have a good bit of luck.
Did you say feed it a lot of tea?
Right. Yeah, we give it, during the August, we'll give it an average of 2 gallons of tea every day. Now, this sounds sort of crazy, but it's not the kind you're going to drink. This is tea that's made out of sheep manure and cow manure.
And you say people don't drink that, huh? Well, now, what will you do with your squash, John? How long can you keep that thing?
Well, that will keep for about a month to 6 weeks if we want to try to hold it just for people to see it.
Uh-huh.
And after that, we will cut it up, and this one will probably end up with going to the pigs for feed.
Is it too tough to eat for humans?
Oh, no, it's good to eat.
Oh, okay.
This one, you can get over 200 pies.
Yeah.
And this has, most people think they're real coarse, but not. They're real tender, and we have neighbors here. I give pies to every, we give fungus to every year, and she puts up about 200 pounds in a freezer.
Oh, brother.
She makes pies during the winter.
Listen, I want to thank you for sharing your secrets about the squash with us, and have a good holiday, John.
Thank you.
Nice talking with you. John Ritz, ladies and gentlemen, Canton, Ohio. We'll be right back to talk with fast food expert Tom Felton. Yes.
Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas, baby! Merry Christmas, everybody! Ha, 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 ha!
Your cold front there, Santa. Come on back.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Look at that, Santa.
Here's the nut dice.
Have a seat.
Oh, here we go again.
Santa. I want to thank you very much for coming here. This is, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who may not have surmised it already, is not the real Santa Claus. The real Santa Claus is vacationing in Las Vegas. This gentleman is beloved Today Show weatherman, Willard Scott. Willard. Now, when we decided we were going to have our Christmas show in September, we knew we had to get only one man to be Santa. You have made this an avocation, haven't you?
I've been Santa Claus every year for the last 35 years. At some place or another. This is the worst one.
No, hey, now, hold it. Why?
Get your hands off an old man. For little Freddie Silverman, who's been a very good boy.
Uh-huh.
Freddie can do anything he wants to with it. But I would suggest he take it over to CBS and ABC and
Oh, dear. Thank you very much, Santa. Now, you are more or less the national Santa. You take over for the United States while the other Santa is off drying out or whatever he does.
Actually, I do, down at the monument grounds. Hi, Dave. on the monument grounds at Christmas time, the Pageant of Peace, I play Santa
Claus. This is down in Washington.
In Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a good thing because the way this act is going now, I may have to go back there before Christmas.
Oh, no, no. Willard, you're a beloved, you're a cult hero, you have groupies. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, this program, I think you've probably done more for my image on this program than anything has happened to me since I hit the network. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. What's that worth to you, Willard?
How about the hand of friendship?
Have you ever, at holiday time, ever had a little taste while the kids were on your lap? Ever had a little sip or anything? Or is that pretty much out of the question for Santa?
No, I think one time, there's a military base outside of Washington, and I played Santa Claus for the officers' club. And I did my Santa Claus bit. And I never would take a drink in the Santa Claus suit because it didn't look very good, right? But this place was a private club. I finished my Santa Claus routine. And so they had a little thing called Danielle. I think it's Jack Danielle.
Oh, yes, it's a French, liqueur.
Made in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Kind of an aperitif.
Yes. The south side of the of the river. So I did have a little clucker. And, there you go.
A clucker.
So I finished my routine. I was through, but I had my two little fingers. And this kid came in late, and he sat up on my lap and told me what he wanted for Christmas. About 5 minutes later, his mother came up to me, and she laughed, and she said, "Guess what my son just said?" She said, "Santa smells just like Daddy."
We have to pause. We'll be back with an NBC News.